This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The Government of India engaged with the global community at Sushma Swaraj Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday, ahead of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025. The outreach event, organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, featured participation from the Global Media Dialogue representing various governments. Speaking at the event, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw stated that the Waves platform is designed for new-age creators from all walks of life to produce high-value content. He emphasized that the world is rapidly changing and that India holds a unique position. Mr. Vaishnaw further announced that $1 billion fund will be created to support the creator economy. Addressing the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar highlighted how India is driving a content revolution, blending tradition with technology to shape global storytelling. Dr. Jayashankar stated that true globalization is not about a single narrative or one version of the truth, but about capturing the immense diversity of people across the planet. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis were also present at the event. 17 Naxalites, 9 of them collectively carrying cash rewards of Rs. 24 lakh on their heads, surrendered in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district yesterday. A senior police official said the cadres, including a couple, turned themselves in before senior police and Central Reserve Police Force CRPF officials in Bijapur. Bijapur Senior Superintendent of Police Jitendra Kumar Yadav said the surrendered Naxalites cited disappointment with the hollow and inhuman Maoist ideology, exploitation of innocent tribals by senior cadres, and increasing influence of security forces. Celebrations have begun nationwide with colors, music and festive joy on the occasion of Holi. President Draupadi Murmu has conveyed her greetings to citizens on the eve of Holi. In her message, she stated that Holi, the festival of colors, brings happiness and enthusiasm. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar also extended his greetings to the nation on the eve of this vibrant festival. In his message, he emphasized that Holi marks a triumph of good over evil and the arrival of spring, symbolizing new beginnings and fresh perspectives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished the people on the occasion of Holi as well. In a social media post, he expressed that this festival, filled with joy and happiness, will bring new enthusiasm and energy into everyone's lives, while also strengthening the colors of unity among the countrymen. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has said that the Class 12 examinations scheduled to be held on Saturday will be conducted as planned despite extended Holi celebrations across various parts of the country. The board in a statement said that the Class 12 examination for Hindi core and Hindi elective subjects will be held on the scheduled date. It added the students who are unable to attend the examination on 15th of March will be given an opportunity to appear in the special examination conducted for students participating in national or international level sports events. Northern Railway is operating more than 400 special trains for smooth travel of passengers ahead of the Holi festival. Comprehensive arrangements have been made to facilitate the passengers at different railway stations in Delhi NCR. Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railways, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, informed that security arrangements, mini control rooms and waiting areas have been set up for passengers at the New Delhi, Anand Vihar and Hazrat Nizamuddin railway stations. In badminton, India's Teresa Jolly and her partner Gayatri Gopichand have advanced to the women's doubles quarterfinals of the All England Open Championships in Birmingham, England last evening. The Indian duo secured the spot with a hard-fought victory over South Korea's Kong Hee-yong and Kim Hee-jong, 15-21, 21-18 and 21-18. And in the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians stormed into the final with a dominant 47-run victory over Gujarat Giants in the eliminator at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.